Welcome to a special edition of the EA-HCP Steward. This past October, South Texas was drenched with driving rain, causing flooding in San Marcos and New Braunfels. So we decided to take a look at how much damage was done to the ecosystems in those areas, and how it might have impacted the Edwards Aquifer Habitat Conservation Plan programs. First up is Melanie Howard. She is the HCP Program Manager in San Marcos. So Melanie, tell us a little bit about the flooding that occurred here in San Marcos over the back in October of this year.
Well, this particular flood was a little bit different than the ones we've experienced since the beginning of the HCP. It was a very intense, short time interval, but very intense rainfall in the headwaters of the tributaries, the upper tributaries of the San Marcos River. So it brought a lot of watershed debris and intense flows that caused scouring and deposition of heavy materials in the river.
So with all of that debris in the water, I know that there's probably a lot of cleanup activity that had to take place. But on kind of an interesting side, you also said that the scouring is sometimes good for a river. So talk to us a little bit about that.
So floods, of course, are a natural phenomenon for a river, and one of the benefits they bring for a river is scouring. Over time, through decomposition of plant material, bringing in dirt from the watershed, the river bottom or the sediments accumulate in a river. So scouring is a way to pick up those sediments and send them downstream and get back to the bedrock. And this Halloween 2015 flood did exactly that. It scoured many places in the river. It also redeposited some of the scour in other places in the river. But it did a couple of the sediment removal sites that we have, one in City Park, one in Bicentennial. It enhanced the scouring or the sediment removal that we had begun. It enlarged those areas.
So I know it's only been a couple of months, but do you have any ideas about how this might impact future development or future of the programs that you're now working on as part of the HCP?
I would say that we would not change any of our methodologies. We do need to reassess, and Meadow Sender is doing that right now. They're assessing the damages that happen, changes that have happened, such as the deposition of sediment. That's going to have occurred in new places. So we need to see where the deposition happened. What are the new areas of scour? What stands did we lose? Maybe we need to back up and work in some places we hadn't intended to work in 2016.
Professor Tom Hardy with Texas State talked to us about how the San Marcos watershed was affected by the heavy rain and what that could mean for endangered species and their habitat.
I think the flooding actually had both positive and negative impacts to the system. Negative impacts are primarily short-term from sediment scour and deposition. That's good in the long term because it promotes reestablishment of ecological function in the system. We did lose some presence of Texas wild rice, the endangered plant in the system, and some native species, but we also lost large amounts of non-native plants from the system, which of course is a benefit. We may have had short-term impacts to things like the fountain darter or even perhaps the salamander, but we've also had long-term benefits to the aquifer-dwelling species because of the amount of increase in the aquifer levels and input of nutrients into that system. Those floods were probably a very positive thing.
Mark Enders with the City of New Braunfels noted that the city seemed to escape the huge rains with minimal damage. So what were those lessons learned for New Braunfels? Mark tells us.
Sure. We did an assessment of especially with the native aquatic vegetation in both Land O'Lake and the Old Channel following the flood, and we feel about 10% of the vegetation was removed as a result of scouring from high velocities from the storm event.
And the Old Channel, I know there's habitat there. What any impacts to the endangered species or the habitat?
We did. One thing that we did see is especially in the Old Channel as well as in the upper spring run of Land O'Lake, we saw a scouring of bryophytes, which are prime habitat for the fountain darter. So we did see a displacement or scouring of those bryophytes, but with the other native plant species still intact, we believe that there's still suitable habitat in the old channel, especially for the fountain darter.
In a broader picture, Ed O'Borney with BioWest relates what his research team found in the field and what they are projecting for how the ecosystem will bounce back.
Well, over the 15 years we've been doing this study, this was probably the most significant event on the San Marcos system with respect to loss of habitat. It wasn't that that was unexpected, it was a major flood event. It'd be interesting to see as we move forward, the recovery rate of this flood. So nothing unexpected, but the recovery rate relative to previous floods. And in the past, typically what we'll see is by the next spring, we have full, if not more than full, recovery because it kind of refreshes the system. This time my gut feel is it's going to take a little bit longer because of the scour, but I think the recovery is going to be, it'll be fun to watch.
Tom Taggart is chairman of the EAACP Implementing Committee, which oversees all programs. Tom had some unique insights on the October 2015 floods and how the EAACP might have been impacted.
Well, I mean, the bottom line, I think, is that we have in this short period here of 3.5 years or so experienced both extremes in drought and extremes in very wet periods that impacted the river systems also. And I think that that helps inform the issues and certainly gives us unique opportunities in relation to the research being conducted to have analysis and representative conditions of the springs and river systems under both high and low flow conditions in a relatively short period of time.
Well, that wraps up our EAACP Stewards special edition on the October floods. You can read more at our website, eahcp.org. Thanks for listening.